This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This is day four of the hearings into the next round of possible tariffs on Chinese imports. This batch would be the biggie, a 25% tax on $200 billion worth of goods. Joel Salto is among those testifying to the U.S. Trade Representative today. She's the CEO of Joann's Stores, the craft supply people. And if you happen to be a Joann customer, you might already know that Salto is testifying because you might have gotten an email from the company asking you to sign a petition opposing the tariffs. Joel, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Kai.
We were intrigued by this idea you had of urging your customers to get involved in this tariff discussion. Tell me how you came to the decision to involve your customers.
Well, certainly when we read this newly released list of tariffs, we kind of wondered how did fabric and yarn end up on a list that was more of a high-tech debate with China's focus on 2025. And who better to create the awareness and express their passion about what they do every day with these raw materials that we import from China into the U.S. than our own customer base?
You get any pushback from those customers? I mean, some of them may be Trump supporters. They may be supporters of these tariffs.
Well, we have heard from tens of thousands of customers through the coalition MadeInAmericaTax.com. They are very supportive of it. And this is not a political statement on behalf of Joann. This is very nonpartisan. This is creating the awareness that this could actually hurt products that are made in America, because everything that our customers make with the products they buy from Joann that are imported from China are, in fact, made in America.
With these tariffs, the theory is, of course, that they will protect Americans and American businesses. You've got a whole bunch of small businesses, though, that are your clients and your customers. What do you tell those people who buy from you about these tariffs? Because my guess is you're going to pass on the costs, right?
Well, we are very concerned about our customers who are entrepreneurs and small business people. Over 20% of our customer base fall into that category. We are going to do everything in our power to manage through these increases should the tariffs pass. But it's likely, based on the sheer magnitude of them, that we will have to pass on some cost increases to them. We are concerned because their customers will then have the option of choosing a foreign-made product that's imported into the United States that doesn't have the similar tax on it.
Well, so that's where I was going to go next, which is China is certainly a source for a lot of fabrics and those kinds of items that come into this economy. Where else are you going to go so that you can supply your customers?
Well, we are looking at every possibility. If I use the example of fleece fabric, this is a fabric. We sell 40 million yards of fleece fabric every single year.
Fleece like they make, like those fleecy jacket things or what?
The fleecy jackets, okay. The blankets. I think every youngster under the age of 15 has probably made a tie blanket in their life. And there's very few factories that can make this fabric, especially to meet our quality requirements as well as our cost requirements and the quantity that we need. It would be 18 months minimum for someone to set up a factory in order to make the fleece. I would say it would be maybe inside of a decade that someone could get to that scale.
Joel Salto, Joann's Stores. Thanks very much, Joel. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kai. Thank you.